Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama.
In today's Lux Radio Theatre, we feature the story The Cruel Sea by Nicholas Montserrat, adapted for broadcast by Stephen Grenfell and starring Jack Hawkins.
My name is George Eastwood Erickson, and I spent my war at sea. This is part of that story. It's a long and true story of one ocean, one ship, and about 90 men. It's a true story because that is the only kind worth telling. First, the ocean. The steep Atlantic stream. The map will tell you what it looks like. What the map will not tell you is the strength and fury of that ocean. Its moods, its violence, its treachery. Next, the ship. The doomed ship. In November 1939, she's brand new. She's a corvette, a new type of escort ship. Her name is Compass Rose. Lastly, the men. The 90 men. They're very nearly all amateurs. Bakers, bank clerks, farmers' boys, lorry drivers, shop assistants. One day, the war and the Navy will have welded them into a company of sailors. They come onto the stage in twos and threes. Some are early, some are late. Some, like this pretty ship, are doomed. They have women, at least 90 women, loving them or tied to them, or glad to see the last of them as they go to war. The men are the stars of this story. The only heroines are the ships. The only villain, the cruel sea itself.
Job number 2891, neither the stores. Oh, heavens, I'm out of practice.
Come in and shut the door very firmly.
Reporting for Compass Rose, sir, to Lieutenant Commander Erickson.
I'm Erickson. You're Lockhart?
Yes, sir.
And you're Ferriby?
Yes, sir.
First trip? Yes, sir. We've just come up from King Alfred.
How long were you training there?
5 weeks, sir.
Oh, now you know it all.
No, sir.
Well, that's something anyway. What was your job in peacetime?
Journalist, sir.
And what about you, Ferriby?
I worked in a bank, sir.
Ever been to sea?
Only across to France, sir.
Oh, well, you might find that useful. You two subs know what you're in for?
No, sir.
Well, gentlemen, the particular war you've elected to join isn't a very pretty one, and the place has been hot.
Yes, sir.
And it'll get a damn sight hotter before we're all very much older. The Germans hang about off the coast of Scotland and Ireland and in the Bay of Biscay on the lookout for stray ships that they can pick off at their leisure.
Rather like jackals, sir.
Yes, sir, rather like jackals.
We weren't looking for a cushy war, sir.
Good. All right, I'll take a look at the ship and report to the First Lieutenant. His name's Bennett. He's somewhere aboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be damned crowded. You and I share a cabin, I suppose.
I wonder what the First Lieutenant's like.
Below!
We shall soon know.
Below!
Is that us?
Come up here! And double up! Names?
Lockhart.
Ferriby.
Sir.
Sir.
Which of you is senior?
We passed out together.
I know that, but one of you is ahead of the other on the Navy list.
We're not in the Navy list yet.
You're not out of the egg yet, by the sound of it. Well, we'd better find out what you can do. Have you been around the ship?
Yes.
How many fire points are there?
14.
Very clever. You, Ferriby?
Yes.
What sort of guns have we got?
4 inch.
4 inch what? Breech loading, quick firing, Mark 4, Mark 6, fixed ammunition.
4 inch. I don't know.
Find out. I want to know next time I see you. I got work to do. You two subs get back to the hut and start checking CVs.
Oh, my, an engaging character. Coming here.
He's, not really what I expected.
Gold dust baffles brains, my lad. And CVs happen to be confidential books. See what I mean?
How on earth did you know there were 14 fire hose points?
I didn't. And I was damn sure our Antipodean mastermind didn't either.
I liked the captain.
He loved you. Yes, he's all right. The good R&Rs are really good.
By the way, Lockhart, which one of us is senior?
I think I'd better be.
Lockhart?
What is it?
I wonder if I could get my wife up here.
I don't ask about it.
Who?
Bennett, I suppose, or the captain.
Bennett would say no.
Probably.
You know, I was just getting used to being married.
Must be very satisfactory.
Oh, it's more than that. It's meant everything to me the last few weeks. I don't know how I could have got through otherwise. Mavis is... She's someone you can tell everything to without feeling ashamed. She's someone who's the other half of yourself. That's why it's so rotten being separated.
Why don't you see if you can get her up? After all, the captain's wife is staying with him, so I was told, at some ghastly hotel on Kelvin Side.
You'll not be a happy ship. My name isn't Chief Engine Room Artificer Watts.
Oh, she'd be lovely enough.
And he's not got the makings of a happy ship. I'm not saying the skipper's not okay, and you as coxswain make a great difference, Bob. Mm. But that Jimmy, the one's a proper Aussie bar steward. He was round my engine room tonight, blathering about a watchkeeping bill. And me with the ruddy main shaft still opened up.
Makes you wonder what sort of country Australia is, doesn't it?
The sooner I get my ticket and settled down on pension, the better.
Well, there'll be no tickets in this war, mate. If you're warm, you're in for the duration.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, you could hoist the old outfit aboard the old ship repulse and not feel the difference.
I hope yon repulse will be handy if we run into trouble.
Well, what have we got in the way of armament? One perishing little 4-inch pop gun and a couple of rolls of depth charges. They make rings round us.
What gets me is the accommodation. There's stokers messing alongside seamen, and you know they don't like that.
Mm.
There's no canteen, no refrigeration, no forced draft. And the galley's right aft, so that everything will be stone cold by the time we eat it. Whoever designed that ship must have been blind drunk.
Wish the basket had to sail in it. We won't be able to do that. I have a feeling we're going to move soon.
Well, gentlemen, we go down river tomorrow, which happens to be Christmas Day.
A nice present, sir.
I hope so, Lockhart. Well, here's the rough program, anyway. We'll be towed to the oiling berth about 5 miles downriver. We'll oil there and then steam the rest of the way down to Greenock.
How long do we stay there, sir?
About a fortnight, taking on stores and ammunition and adjusting compasses. Then we go north to Ardnacrish for our working up exercises.
How long will they take, sir?
Well, 3 weeks. But if we don't put up a good show, they can keep us there as long as they like. So it's up to us.
Do you hear that, Stubbs? We don't want any mistakes from either of you.
We don't want any mistakes from anyone, whether it's me or a second-class stoker. They're a commodity I'm not going to have aboard. I'll be in my cabin if I'm wanted.
That means that in less than a month we can be at sea. In the Atlantic, perhaps.
Which is plenty cold at this time of year, Stubbs.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that perhaps one might stand a better chance of survival in very cold weather, swimming in the water supported by a life jacket, than sitting wet through in an open boat exposed to the wind.
Rot. Wait till the first time you're fished. You'll soon change your mind.
How do you know? You can hardly have been torpedoed yet.
You talk to me like that again, and I'll crown you.
That would get you into a great deal of trouble.
Just watch it, that's all.
Hands! Station! Leaving harbor!
Number one?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready to move?
Yes, sir, anytime you like.
Well, you should come and tell me. I can't guess at it, you know.
Oh. Sorry, sir.
Are all the hands on board?
I reckon so, sir.
Well, are they or aren't they? Didn't you have it reported to you?
There was only the postman, so I know he's aboard.
Well, what about the mess caterers? What about the leading steward? What about the berthing party?
I'll check up, sir.
Well, find out and come and tell me here on the bridge. And next time, remember that you report to me that the ship is ready to sail with all the crew on board at the proper time. That's part of your job.
I'd better detail Ferriby.
You won't detail anybody unless you want to change jobs with them. Leading signalman Wells, I'm on to send a signal about our leaving.
Yes, sir.
To flag officer in charge, Glasgow. From Compass Roads. Sailed in accordance with your 0945/23/12.
It was not particularly impressive, that first tow downriver to the oiler, save for one odd accompaniment, which I, like many others on board, found moving. As Compass Rose edged outwards from the quay, with a tug at either end, a small cheer broke out from the knot of dockyard workers lining the quayside. It was ragged. It was... But that made it preliminary gunnery and depth charge tests. Then Compass Rose weighed anchor and sailed for the open sea.
Shortened into two shackles, sir. Weigh. Aye, aye, sir.
Wheelhouse, stand by engines.
Clear anchor, sir.
Wheelhouse, half ahead. Port Quintet, steer 348.
Cow, what a week.
I must say, it has rather been a state of continuous tension.
The old buzzard. When his signal came this morning, half the crew were ashore on some mad scheme of his. And I found myself hauling on a rope like any ordinary matelow. I'll be cleaning out the lavatories next.
Signal from the Admiral, sir.
Oh, hell, what is it this time?
Here, sir.
Compass Rose from flag officer in charge. You are being bombed by... Holy cow. Captain, sir.
What is it, number one?
Signal from the Admiral, sir. You're being bombed by long-range heavy bombers. And German parachuters have been landed on the beach 2 miles north of Ardna Creche.
All right, I'll be up in a tick. Sound off action stations and detail Lockhart and the forecastle party to stand by as an armed landing force.
Aye, aye, sir. Lockhart.
Sir.
Get your forecastle party to stand by Port Whaler.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ferriby, sound off action stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stand by to lower Port Whaler.
Holy cow, he expects a lot, doesn't he? Action stations 30 minutes before we go on a gunnery exercise.
There's the tug, sir. Red 80. Calling us up, sir. Take it down, Harris. Compass Rose from Basher. My course and speed... 270, 7 knots. Length of tow, 750 yards. Ready for you.
Right. Wells, mate. On our first run, we will close in from 4,000 yards and fire 3 rounds. Please signal hit.
Aye, sir.
Basher. Singular name for a target towing tug, sir.
No, well, it gives you fair warning.
Reply from Basher, sir. If any.
Oh, the humorous. Bridge wheelhouse, starboard 20, steer north.
Lockhart, sir.
Start off action stations. We'll start this from the beginning.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gun crew closed up, sir.
Very good, Phillips. Move.
Target bearing. Red 4-5. Range 3,000. On target, sir. Shoot!
Well short of target. Up 400.
Shoot!
Down 200. Shoot!
What's the matter?
Still half in and half. How did it break, sir?
Nearly.
Hi, sir.
The next one would have sunk it.
What's the matter with you, Grig? Moving over your old woman again. Look here, my lad, if you do that in action and they land a couple of 14-inch bricks while you're fiddling about tearing the gun off, I'll never forgive you.
Think faster. Yes! Yes! Yes!
Not bad, Lockhart. Get ready for the next run.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, sir.
What is it, Wells?
Secret signal, sir. Signal boat just brought in aboard, sir.
All right, thank you. Being in all respects ready for sea, HMS Compass Rose will sail to join convoy AK-14, leaving Liverpool at 1200 the 6th February 1940. What do you think of your first convoy, Stubb?
I never realized it would be so big, sir. 46 ships.
Yes, and our job is to shepherd them through the most treacherous waters in the world with a 15-year-old destroyer Viperous, two corvettes, a trawler, and a rescue tug that bunches about like a pea on a drum. Still, as they're never tired of telling us, there is a war on and we shall have to do the best we can. Lockhart.
Sir.
Have you loud hailed all ships regarding that alteration of course?
All except one, sir. I'm just calling up number 32 now.
Hello, number 32. Hello, number 32. I have a message for you. Take it down, please. Hello, number 32. I have a message for you. Take it down, please.
You think they wanted to get lost? Try again, sir.
Can we use the siren so they don't seem to hear the human voice?
We'll use the gun in a minute.
Well, that's right, somebody, sir.
Yes, a man in a bowler hat.
Number 32! I have a message for you. Take it down, please. Oh, God, the old fool's dead.
I'm afraid you've heard his feelings, Tom. You forgot to switch the loud hailer off.
Mistake, sir. Sorry.
Message for you, number 32. Important alteration, of course. Please take it down.
Keep at it, sir. Well, well, well. The officer of the day. If you can call him that.
The captain's taken over for a bit. Evening round's correct, sir.
I'll bet. Have you been up to the bridge?
Yes.
Did you check the position of the nearest ship?
The nearest? I'm afraid I forgot that.
Oh, you forgot, did you? What do you think we're doing on this convoy, Ferriby? Mucking about all over the Atlantic Ocean just for the fun of it? We're supposed to protect the convoy. Anyway, we're supposed to know where the goddamn thing is. And you forgot to check whether there was any convoy there. You know what your trouble is, don't you, Ferriby? If you stop drooling over that picture of your wife and thinking about her 24 hours a day, you might make a sailor.
I'm sorry. I'll go and make the check now.
Oh, get out of my sight. You make me sick.
Why don't you leave him alone?
What did you say, Lockhart?
I said, why don't you leave him alone? He's only a kid. He's doing his best.
It's not good enough.
Would be if you gave him a chance.
That's enough. You keep out of it. I don't have to argue with you.
You don't have to argue with anybody. Can't you see it's no good going on at Ferriby like that? Only makes him worse instead of better. He's that sort of chap.
Then you better change pretty quickly.
He's doing his best.
He's not. He's been no use ever since I stopped him having his wife up in Glasgow. That's been the trouble all along.
What a horrible man you are.
One more crack like that and I'll report you to the captain.
Try it. Captain's not a fool. He knows how you treat Ferriby.
Now I will report you. Get your cap and come along.
Time, number one. What's the trouble?
Sub-Lieutenant Lockhart has been impudent to me regarding Ferriby, sir.
Well, Lockhart?
I think Ferriby gets a rough deal from the first lieutenant, sir.
It's not your concern whether someone else gets a rough deal or not. You've got your own job to do.
I realize that, sir, but if you think a friend of yours is being unfairly treated, the natural thing to do is to try to help him.
Now, look here, Lockhart. This is not going any further. It's bad for you, and it's bad for the ship. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, just forget about the whole thing. There's plenty to do without this sort of scrapping.
Yes, sir.
May I have a word with you, sir?
All right, number one. Now, what's the trouble?
Sir, I think Lockhart got away with it.
You've got to make allowances, number one. He's a very new officer, and we've all been working pretty hard. I don't think it'll happen again.
I've had a lot of trouble with Lockhart. I hoped you'd pull him up, sir. He needs stamping on good and hard.
I want to avoid having to stamp on people as far as possible, number one. There are other ways of getting them to work properly. All right, number one, that's all. The first convoy was a bloodless affair. We met no U-boats, only because they were probably thankful to stay submerged and escape the fury of the weather. And the weather turned out to be the most violent enemy of them all. For 8 days, we steamed straight into a westerly gale, buffeting through a weight of wind that seemed to have a personal spite against Compass Rose. She seemed doomed to ride this terrible ocean forever. But no voyage, save for the ships that are sunk, can last forever. As soon as we got in after our first trip, I applied for another officer. There was far too much work for a first lieutenant and two subs to handle. And the Admiralty appointed Sub-Lieutenant Morell to Compass Rose, fresh from the training establishment. In peacetime, he was a junior barrister.
Well, do you think you're going to like the ship, Morell?
Yes, the ship. And the captain. I understand the first lieutenant hails from one of the Dominions.
Australia.
Ah. Do we often have tin sausages for dinner, by the way?
Very often.
In that case, whether this war is long or short, it's going to seem long. You know, the first lieutenant used an expression which is novel to me. I wish you'd explain what it means.
Well, what was it?
He said, don't you come the acid with me. Come the acid. I must confess that even as a barrister, I've not heard that before.
What are we talking about?
We were discussing the best way of dismantling the firing bar on the Aztec set. It's not too technical for you.
No, but it may have been too technical for Bennett. He's been trained in a rougher school.
Well, that may well be the case. So, coming the acid...
It means that you probably corrected him without wrapping it up enough.
I could hardly have been more diplomatic.
Well, then you must have overdone it.
How strange to meet Scylla and Charybdis in Atlantic waters. Perhaps I should explain the allusion. They were...
Don't come the acid with me.
Ah, now I understand. He really is a monstrous man.
Well, of course he is, unique. Very few Aussies are like him.
Oh, God, how can we get rid of him?
I have an idea he might get rid of himself. He didn't like the convoy at all. I shouldn't be surprised if he gave this job up.
How could he do that?
Oh, there are ways. If I were him, I think I should get a Duodenum of Ulster. For some inscrutable reason, the Navy takes them very seriously. If they suspect anything like that, they put you ashore straight away in case something blows up while you're at sea.
But one of us had better tell him. I wouldn't like him to be in any doubt as to how to go about it, just for want of a word of advice.
The first few convoys followed the pattern of our initiation. The cruel sea was our only enemy, but this was not to last.
Captain, sir.
What is it, Ferriby?
Burst of tracer bullets from the far side of the convoy, sir.
I'll come up. Sound off action stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
Release there, clear away, sir. Close up, sir.
Very good, Wainwright.
Close up, sir.
Aye, Phillips. What is it, sir?
Low-flying aircraft attacking across the convoy, sir.
As I see it. Too far away for us to have a crack at her yet.
Yes, sir.
She's coming our way.
Another few hundred yards.
There goes a bomb. See it?
Yes, sir. In the moonlight. Oh, God.
It must have been a tanker.
poor devils.
Will we pick them up, sir?
Yes, we're their escort. If there are any, that is. Bridge, wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse, sir. Robson on the wheel.
Starboard 20, steer 145.
Starboard 20, steer 145, sir.
Pull ahead.
Pull ahead, sir.
So presently we found them. With 20 years at sea behind me, even I was not prepared for the pity and horror of their appearance. First came the ones who could climb aboard themselves. Half a dozen shivering, black-faced men, shot and silent. This was war at sea with all its pitiless vengeance. One came aboard with his scalp streaming with blood. Another had been scalded from head to foot with steam. They looked round them in wonder, dazed by the swift violence of the disaster and by their rescue. And to these pitiful human beings, the solid deck, the fellow men, the warmth of Compass Rose, were sanctuary from the cruel sea.
Hallows, hold him down.
Aye, aye, sir.
Why doesn't he die, Sub?
I wish he would.
Do us all a favor. Die. Please, die.
Bennett will be back late from leave. He probably can't tear himself away from some disreputable tart.
Oh, evening.
Evening, sir.
Evening, sir. Number one back yet?
I think I hear his approach now, sir.
Evening, sir. Evening, number one. What's laid on?
Snorkers.
Good out.
Oh. Had a good leave, sir?
Yes, thank you, number one. Everything under control, Lockhart, while I was away?
Everything, sir. Boilers clean to treat, as the dockyard maybe said.
Good.
Holy cow!
What's the matter, number one?
Hell of a pipe. I feel pretty crook.
Oh. Well, you'd better lie down and take it easy for a bit.
Holy cow, it's agony. I reckon I will go and lie down. Might pass off.
Well, what are you all grinning at?
Oh, sorry, sir. I was thinking of something.
Oh, it hardly does you credit, Lockhart, at a time like this. If the first lieutenant is in pain, I should hardly have thought you would be able to laugh at anything else.
Go in. Oh, come in, Lockhart. Sir, here are two signals.
Yes, sir.
The first is our sailing orders for 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
The second concerns Bennett. The first lieutenant won't be back for some time. suspected duodenal ulcer.
Oh.
We shall have to stay without him, and there's no chance of getting relief by 4 o'clock either.
I see, sir.
You'll have to take over as number one and organize the watches on that basis.
Yes, sir.
I'll help you with it. You should be able to carry on until a relief arrives.
I can carry on anyway, sir.
Can you?
I know I can, sir.
All right, then. I'll see. Do your best this time anyway.
You can count on that, sir.
I think I can. Now, off you go and get those watches sorted out.
So Compass Rose sailed on through 1940, sometimes to Iceland, sometimes to Gibraltar, sometimes to a pinpoint in mid-Atlantic that was our rendezvous with the incoming ships. Another, and what was obviously to be a longer year, was born. And it began in port with a piece of domestic drama.
You know, Bob, I've been doing a wee bit of thinking.
Well, why don't you have a bucket of your beer before you go crackers? Well, you've got two bookshee pants lined up already.
I'll get to them. You see, Bob, I'm a widower with grown-up children.
Well, what about it, Jim? We both know you're no Clark Gable.
Well, I was wondering about after the war.
Well, let's get through the little thing first before we start salting out the peace.
Aye, but if I do get through it, I want to get fixed up.
And so say all of us, Jim. Well, what are you worrying about? There's bags of Shaw billets going for old-timers like you.
I was thinking more about a home.
Oh, you old basket. Got your eye on some little Wren glamour pants, eh?
No, she's no Wren. And no glamour pants.
Oh. Well, cheerio, old Jim.
Cheers. No, she's a widow.
Many a good tune played on an old boat. Do I know her?
Well, yes, you do, Bob. Here, haven't you ever, well, you know...
Glad? Blow me, Capper. Glad it's my sister. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, you see, Bob...
Oh, well, that's marvellous, Jim. That's all. Marvellous. Here, come on, shake on it. Oh, what's the best thing that could happen to her, that? Here, I'm for you and all.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, have you asked you?
Well, sort of. We've got a... understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is...
Well, come on, what's the trouble?
Well, she's a wee bit worried about you. I mean, she's been housekeeping for you for a long time, hasn't she?
Oh, don't be daft. Don't be daft. Might get married myself one of these days. I might. You never know. Oh, you go ahead, Jim. I'll give the bride away any time you like.
I can't see it happening soon, not with the war going the way it is. Oh, that's the longest job I ever saw.
It was on one of our journeys home from Gibraltar that Compass Rose justified the men who had designed and built her and the men who sailed in her. Toward the end of the morning watch, the light began to grow to the eastward, blanching the dark water.
Bridge. Captain, sir.
Captain, yes?
Lockhart, sir. I think we've got a submarine on the radar screen.
I'll be up at once, number one.
Oh, sure it's not a straggler?
I don't think so, sir. This thing's at least 10 miles behind the convoy.
Have you had an echo like this before?
Not exactly, sir. It's about the size we'd get from a buoy or a small boat.
Oh, a trawler or a drifter?
Oh, it's smaller than that, sir.
Right. Sound off action stations. Bridge, we have... Pull ahead. Steer 10 degrees to starboard.
Depth charge crew stands up. Gun crew stands up.
Nobody gun stands up.
Action steaming station. Oxen on the wheels, sir.
Action station's closed up, sir.
My God, number one, I think that this time... There it is. See it? That black speck on the horizon.
Yes, I got it, sir.
On the surface, too. Something I thought perhaps we'd never see. The coming tower of a U-boat.
Captain must be blind.
Morrell!
Sir?
A U-boat on the surface, dead ahead. It's far out of range at the moment, but be ready. We want to get a couple of shots in before she dies, if we can get near enough.
Aye, aye, sir.
I can see it, sir. Dead ahead. Shall we send a sighting report, sir?
Yes, Wells. WT signal, warn the office. Take this down. Admiralty, repeated Viperous. Submarine on surface, 10 miles astern of convoy TG-104. Course 3-4-5, speed 5 knots,
am engaging. Number one?
I kind of overheard, sir. Too far away from me at the moment.
We'll need that ASDIC box of tricks before long. You can stand by for the quickest crash dive in history as soon as they see us.
Let's make the most of it while their charges are down, sir.
Ferriby, stand by for immediate action. Crack it on, Chief. We haven't much time to play with.
Aye, aye, sir.
I think I can reach him now, sir.
That German in the conning tower must turn round.
He'll say God in Himmel or Donnerwetter and crash and she'll be gone. Light for L. Fire!
Damn! 30 yards over.
Fire!
Blast! Sure!
She's crash diving, sir. Nearly down. Fire!
She's down, Lockhart.
In ASDIC contact, sir. She's moving quickly, sir.
Every inch of steam you've got, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. If I have to split her apart.
Moving right, sir.
Now, fire depth charges.
Aye, aye, sir. Pattern one. Fire.
Depth charges on, sir. Depth charges on, sir.
We must have got her. The damn thing was there.
Get back on that search. We haven't finished yet.
Sorry, sir.
Target stationary, sir. Third pattern. Fire!
Any minute now. We've got her! We've got her!
Like a ruddy, great, dead, unwieldy fish!
Open fire! There they come, the bastards! Machine gun? No, one of them's got shot anyway. Well, that's that. Cease fire! Wheel amidships. Stop engines. And stand by with those scrambling nets.
See how they swim. The staunch apostles of total war.
This is my favorite kind of survivor. They invented the whole idea themselves. I want to see how they perform.
That was our moment of triumph. How soon it was to be tarnished. Even far down the Mersey, at the Crosby light vessel, we knew that something was wrong. And as we sailed upstream, we began to smell the acrid tang of smoke.
Get out the mooring wires.
Aye, aye, sir.
Can you turn your glasses on the city, sir? It looks funny.
Huh?
There's an hell of a lot of smoke about.
I can see the liver building.
There's a ruddy great piece missing out of the skyline, though.
Oh, it's copped a packet.
What? What's it like, sir? Not too good, I'm afraid. Looks as though they've been raided several times.
Look at those houses.
Up to heaven they didn't get our oiler. She'd go up like a Roman candle. I was just getting to light some of those rather rugged types.
Stop talking and get on with those wires.
Aye, sir.
Ship secure, sir. Number one, sir. There'll be a lot of requests for special leave, probably. You'd better cancel ordinary leave and give it to the ratings who have homes or relatives here.
Aye, aye, sir. What about yourself, sir?
See that those wires are squared off. Sir. I'm going ashore to phone. There'll probably be some time because there'll be a queue as long as a wet week for that dockside telephone.
I couldn't get through, Bob. But then they might just have damaged the telephone wire.
Yeah, no, it might be that, Jim. Well, this is the Duck Road, all right.
There's not a great deal of it left.
No, there isn't. Number 33. 31. Oh, my God.
Well, that's that.
Yes, Jim.
Let's ask those rescue boats.
How did it happen? How about the people inside?
I was at the warden's.
Yeah, I know, but what about the people inside? I mean, you know, don't you?
They were dead.
I'm very sorry. There were two of them.
Probably Mrs. Crossley. She used to sit with Glad in the evening.
There's nothing else I can give.
What did they do? When was the funeral?
Oh, 2 days ago. There were some others, you know. 21 altogether.
21?
Where was it? The funeral, I mean.
Croft Road Cemetery. It was very tasteful. They were all together in one big grave. The mayor and the corporation attended, and the floral tributes. They can't have known anything. It was all over in a second.
That voyage was a tough one. 6 ships in 2 days, including Sorrow, our sister ship. We asked permission to search for survivors. We didn't get that permission till dawn. We found them without difficulty towards the end of the morning watch. 15 out of a ship's company of 90. The men on the rafts were stiff and cold and soaked with oil. Some alive, some dead. Sorrel's captain, Ramsay, my friend for many years, was holding in his arms the dead body of a young sailor. The whole story, the lost ship, the lost crew, the pain and the exhaustion, all these were written on Ramsay's gray face. It was a true captain's face, a captain in defeat, who mourned his ship and who bore alone the monstrous burden of its loss. But the enemy hadn't finished with us, that convoy.
That's the third ship tonight. She's settling down.
None of her boats away yet, sir?
You've got the best eyes in the ship, Wells.
Arctic Echo bearing 225. Moving left.
Increased revolutions.
Aye, aye, sir.
What's it look like, number one?
Submarine, sir. Can't be anything else.
Ferriby?
Sir?
I'll take over here. Get down to your depth charges.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll take her in at attacking speed and drop a pattern of depth charges on the way.
Very good, sir.
Starboard 10.
Starboard 10, sir.
Steer 135.
Steer 135, sir.
Captain, sir.
Yes, Wells?
Survivors in the water ahead, sir.
I can see them.
Sorry, sir.
What's it look like now, number one?
The same, sir. Solid echo, exactly the right size. Must be a U-boat.
Is it moving?
Very slowly.
There are some men in the water just about there.
Yards from those men swimming in the water.
What's it look like now?
Just the same. Seems to be stationary. It's the strongest contact we've ever had.
There are some chaps in the water.
There's a U-boat just underneath them.
All right. All right, then. Attack at all costs. That's what it says in the book. We'll go for it.
Depth charge positions aft. Attacking. Stand by.
Good, they're waving. The blokes in the water, you can't do it, sir, you can't.
Do you think I'm enjoying myself, Wells?
But those blokes!
Drop first pattern.
Aye, aye, sir.
Next
target gone, sir.
God.
You all right, sir?
No, number one. I don't mind telling you. I don't mind telling you I'm not.
You've got to forget all about it. No good worrying about it now. You can't change anything.
There was a submarine. I'm sure of it. It's all in the report.
It was all my fault anyway. I identified it as a submarine. If anyone killed those men, I killed them.
No one killed them. It's the war. We've just got to do these things and say our prayers at the end. Have you been drinking, number one?
Yes, sir. Quite a lot.
So have I. First time since we commissioned. Good night.
You poor old devil. You've had just about enough, haven't you? Can't get you properly to bed, my dear and revered captain, but at least I can snug you down for the night. You have quite a head when you wake up. God bless you. Oh, get your legs out straight. There. That's the best I can do for you. Wish it could be more. Wish I could really cure you. Drunk or sober, Erickson, you're all right.
Number one, I heard that.
That's all right, sir. I meant it.
Number one, when we get back after this trip, I'll buy you the best dinner in Liverpool.
Our next convoy was our worst ever. It fitted into the whole interminable, messy pattern of that seemingly endless war at sea, and its cost was very great.
I've never known a Gibraltar run like it, number one.
No, sir. Simply a steady wastage.
Signal from Viper, sir.
Read it, Wells.
Following ships were sunk last night. Fort James, Ariski, Bulstrode Manor, Glen McCurtain. A men convoy list accordingly.
Thank you, Wells.
But the next convoy to Iceland was even worse than the Gibraltar run. Compass Rose was running southward past the frozen coastline after delivering four ships independently to Reykjavik. It was cold, and it grew even colder as night fell.
Looks just as Iceland ought to look, doesn't it?
Plenty of snow. Black cliffs, white mountains, broad glacier.
But peaceful, cold and peaceful.
Well, sir, old Viper on our team, plain language, please. They torpedoed in position 050 degrees, 30 miles astern of you.
Aye, aye, sir.
Number one, tearaway boats to the raft, but wait for the word.
Aye, aye, sir.
He's going down already. Poor little Compass Rose, just like sorrow.
The RT smashed, sir.
Stop engines, chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Chief?
Sir.
Leave it, chief, and come up.
Aye, aye, sir.
Nothing can save her now, number one.
Nothing.
Shall I ditch the book, sir?
Yes, well, firmer. That coxswain, sir. Pipe abandoned ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
Abandoned ship! Abandoned ship!
What's the chances, sir?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, it's time to go. Good luck to you all. She's going.
Did anyone see Jameson?
He were in forecastle.
None of them got out.
Lucky devils. Betting of this any road.
Ah, we've got a chance, Phil.
It's getting lighter.
That's the moon.
Shorty, wake up.
Are you all right, Rose? Rose?
Damn God. Shorty, wake up.
Trefoil will have seen her on her radar screen.
Wilson's dead, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir. This is stone cold.
All right. Tip him over, then. Who's going up on the raft next?
Any more for this Skylark?
Must be pretty near Iceland.
Some men died well. Some men died badly. Some men just died, having nothing to live for. And so in the first light of early morning, Viperous found us, 11 men on 2 rafts. She brought us back to our home port and safety.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Another pink gin.
Pink gin, sir?
No. Here's my captain. Make it 2 pink gins.
Yes, sir.
2 very large pink gins. Sir, congratulations.
My very new brass hat. Thanks, number one.
2 large pink gins, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Lordship only told me last week the passage of time, of course.
Oh, nothing else, sir. Well, here's to it all the same.
I merely am sorry.
Thank you. I know, sir.
It's a damn silly question. Any better?
No, not very much.
Oh, I didn't think it would be.
Did you go and see Morell's wife?
Yes. Yes, I did.
How was she?
In bed.
Taking it badly?
I think she was taking it very well. There was someone with her.
Damn the war.
Yes. To hell with it.
Tell me about your new ship.
Ah, no, she really is something. It's a new class. Frigate. Same size and shape as a destroyer.
Is she?
8 or 9 officers and about 160 men. She's got everything, but everything. Now, this time, we're going to give them more than they can cope with. You know, we've got turbines, twin screws, 3 big guns, new radar. I'll be commissioning her in about 2 months' time.
I hope we'll be commissioning her, sir.
Thank you, number one. I wanted you to stay there. Well, let's raise our glasses.
Good idea.
To Watts, and Tunbridge, and Tallow, and Wells, and all the others.
And all the others. Oh, and to Compass Rose.
Yes, to little Compass Rose.